It's Tuesday and time for book picks and our book pick list from our independent bookseller of the week. Jim Habner is of Green Toad Bookstore in Oneonta, New York. He joins us this morning to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves this season. Jim, it's great to have you back. Thank you very much for being with us this
morning. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much. Where would you like to begin?
First of all, I'd like to start with one of my favorite authors, Calm Toy Bean, the author of Nora Webster and Brooklyn. He has a new book out called House of Names. And it's a retelling of the story of Clytemnestra, which is a tale of her life in ancient Mycenae, a legendary Greek city where her husband, King Agamemnon, left when he set sail for Troy. She rules Mycenae with new lover Agathus, where they plot the bloody murder of Agamemnon after a return of 9 years. Toy Bean brings a really great sensibility and language to ancient classic Greece. Brilliantly, he inhabits the minds of the Greek myth, most powerful villains to reveal love, lust, and power that she feels. It's told in four parts. It's a friendly, dramatic portrait of a murderess who will herself be murdered by her son. I think Toy Bean really has a thrilling imagination of the past from a woman's point of view.
It is a stunning. I've just started it. Just started it, and right. It's just absolutely stunning. Very different from what he has written in the past, but just so beautifully and exquisitely told.
Right, and he can take something from the past and really put it in a present voice, which is really wonderful.
Beautiful, beautiful work. Okay, that is House of Names. Next.
The next book is Killing of the Flower Moon. It's the Osage Murders and Birth of the FBI by David Grann, who wrote The Lost City of Z with a new movie out this year. Grann presents a twisting, haunting, true-life murder mystery about one of the most monstrous crimes in American history. The story is about the 1920s. The richest people per capita in the world were the members of the Osage Indian Nation in Oklahoma. After oil is discovered beneath their land, they rode and chauffeured cars, built mansions, sent their children to study in Europe. Then, one by one, the Osage were murdered. One family of Molly Burkett became a prime target. The relatives were shot and even poisoned. Just the beginning as more and more members of the tribe began to die under mysterious circumstances. In the last remnant of the Old West, many of those to investigate the killings themselves were murdered, and the death toll reached 24. The FBI took up the case, one of their first major homicide investigations, and the FBI badly bungled the cases. In desperation, the new FBI director, J. Edgar Hoover, turned to former Texas Ranger Tom Knight to unravel the mystery. White put together an undercover team. They infiltrated the region, struggling to adopt the latest techniques of detection. And together with the Osage, they began to expose one of the most chilling conspiracies in American history. It was based on years of research and some startling new evidence. Killers of the Flower Moon is a masterpiece of narrative nonfiction. More than that, is it a searing indictment of the callousness, prejudice toward our Native Americans.
It's a big bestseller now. It's doing very well. Killers of the Flower Moon by David Grann.
My next book is The Glorious Heresies, and this is by an Irish writer, a new Irish writer, Lisa McKerney. It's out in paper. It's hailed by the Irish Times as arguably the most talented writer at work in Ireland today, and last year it was on the New York Times Best Crime Novels. Grandmother Maureen Phelan is surprised in her home by a stranger. She clubs the intruder with a holy stone. The consequences of the unplanned murder connect four misfits struggling against their meager circumstances. Ryan is a 15-year-old drug dealer desperate not to turn out his life like his alcoholic father Tony, whose feud with his next-door neighbor threatens to ruin the family. His sister Georgie is a sex worker who half-heartedly joins a born-again movement to escape her profession and drug habit. And thirdly, the third son, Jimmy Phelan, the most fearsome gangster in Dublin and Maureen's estranged son, finds his mother's bizarre attempts at redemption threatens his entire organization. It's biting. It's darkly funny. The Glorious Heresies presents an unforgettable vision of a city plagued by poverty, exploitation, where salvation still awaits in some most unexpected places.
And that's The Glorious Heresies by Lisa McInerney?
Yes.
Or McInerney? McInerney, you
think? McInerney, yes.
Okay, excellent.
My next book is God's Red Sun, The Ghost Dance Religion and the Making of Modern America by Lois S. Warren. In 1890, on an Indian reservations across the West, followers of a new religion danced in circles until they collapsed into trances. In an attempt to suppress this new faith, the U.S. Army killed over 200 Lakota Sioux at Wounded Knee Creek. Lewis Warren's God's Red Sun offers a startling new view of the religion known as the Ghost Dance, from its origins in the visions of a northern Paiute named Wovoka to the tragedy in South Dakota. To this day, Ghost Dance remains wildly mischaracterized as a primitive and failed effort by Native militants to resist American conquest and return to traditional ways. In fact, Ghost Dance followers sought to thrive in modern America by working for wages, farming the land, and educating their children, tenets that helped the religion endure for decades after Wounded Knee. God's Red Sun powerfully reveals how Ghost Dance teachings helped Native Americans retain their idea and reshape their modern world.
It is God's Red Sun by Lewis Warren.
And my next book is out in soft cover. It just came out, and it was a great seller in hardcover over the Christmas season. Was Homecoming, Yaa Gyasi, and she was winner of the Pan Hemingway Award for this book. It's a story set starts in Ghana in the 18th century, and it's about two half-sisters born in different villages, each unaware of each other. One marries an Englishman and leads a life of comfort in the palatial rooms of Cape Coast Castle. And the other is captured in a raid on her village, imprisoned in the castle, and sold into slavery. Homecoming follows the parallel paths of these two sisters and their descendants through eight generations, from the Gold Coast to the Mississippi plantations, from the Civil War to Jazz Age Harlem. Gyasi's extraordinary novel illuminates slavery's troubled legacy both for those who were taken and for those who stayed. And it also shows how the memory of captivity has been inscribed on the soul of our nation.
And that is Homecoming, now out in paperback. All right. And
my next choice,
yes,
is House of Lord and Commons Poems. It's by a new Jamaican poet, Ishian Hutchinson. And his new collection is Relatory and Vital. Poems returns to difficult beauty of the Jamaican landscape with remarkable precision. He takes an angle from the violence of the 17th century as refracted through the mythic sea wanderer right down to the dark interior of love. And with an ear tuned to the vernacular, Jamaican vernacular, the collection vividly binds us to what is terrifying about happiness, loss, and the lure of the sea. And if you will, I'd like to share one of these poems with you.
Love to hear it.
Moved by the beauty of trees. The beauty of trees stills her. She is stillness staring at the leaves. Still and green and keeping the sky, their beauty stills her, and she is quiet. In her stare, her eyes' long lashes curve, and keep her little mouth opens. And keep still with this quiet for the beauty of the trees, their leaves, the sky. And it's blue quiet, very still and quiet. Her looking eyes wide, deep, silent. Hard on the trees and the beauty of the sky, the green of the leaves.
That's beautiful. That's from House of Lord and Commons. Is it Ishian?
Ishian, yes.
Ishian Hutchinson. Beautiful. Great. Anything else you want to tell us about?
Yes, at the Green Toe Bookstore, we're having a wonderful open mic series that we've been having with Roots, the brew pub across the street. And it's once a month on Thursday nights, and it's a great sharing of stories and poetry. And
sounds perfect.
Yes.
That's really good. There's nothing I don't like about that.
Right, right.
You can catch the book list by going to our website, or I assume, do you put it on your list?
Yes, we do.
Great. It's greentoadbookstore.com, greentoadbookstore.com to find out more information. By the way, just go visit them. They are right in Oneonta, 198 Main Street. And, you know, when we did the fun drive and we would do different bookstores, people would always say, oh, what about Green Toad? What about Green Toad? And the people in Oneonta just love you, and we're so glad that you're here and talking to us. So
well, thank you very much.
Green Toad Bookstore in Oneonta, 198 Main Street, or you can also go to our website, wamc.org, and look at book picks, and the list is there as well as a link to the bookstore. Jim, we look forward to having you back soon. Thank you very much for sharing
with
us. Thank you. Terrific stuff. Great list.
All right. Thank you.
Again, you can see the list, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.